Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you guidance to transform things in your life. My name is Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. As you know very well, I have such a great pleasure to be with you. This is a calling show. 202-570-7057 is the number to call in. And tonight I said, okay, let's talk a little bit about how to rekindle the spark in your relationship. You know me, I work as a therapist. I'm a psychologist. I used to do many years couple therapy, and I continue to do that. I enjoy seeing people improving their relationship. And as I said, rekindling the spark in their relationship. I love seeing that. But to tell you the truth, I'm not a politician, but I can't help being worried tonight. I'm really worried about what's happening in this world. And I think of myself in a way like a little bit of a visionary. I do this for many years. I anticipate world events, and I'm very concerned about what's happening in the world right now. I can't help it. I know this is not my topic. I know this is not what I wanted to talk tonight. And tonight it's a topic that I enjoy talking. But you guys, I want to let you know I'm not happy with what's happening, and probably many of you are concerned. But let's continue to talk about you and about your relationship, but have an eye on what's going on with Russia, attacks on Ukraine are just the beginning of a big problem for the world. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope this can be somehow resolved. It doesn't look like, I never felt like it will. I'm anticipating this for quite a period of time. Actually, 25 years ago, in one of the shows on Fox, I've always said that one of the main concerns for the world will be the moment when we're gonna see something like this happening, and we are 25 years later. So let's hope we're not gonna involve ourselves too much into this, because it's not gonna be a good situation for the world. And we already, you know, having serious problems with the economy, with the inflation, and with many other. So much to talk about, but that's not my show tonight. But anyhow, I can't help it. And the show tonight is just for those of you who want to talk to me about their love life, about their relationship, about being single and not finding somebody. You know, in most relationship, the so-called spark between partners fizzles out as the years goes by. So, while this is kind of common, it's not a good indication. The desire and chemistry that exist in the beginning, in my opinion, should continue over time. And you're probably going to tell me, how is that possible? It is possible. I've been married many, many years. And I kept that spark. I speak from my own experience. I remember having the same spark, the same chemistry 25 years later, and never felt like that's going away. But if you find yourself in a relationship that turned dull, turned non-existent, like boring, and it doesn't excite you anymore, I want you to tune into this show to learn how to rebuild that bond. I will share some steps to redevelop a deep sense of emotional intimacy, and how to you know work on making that relationship continue to be beautiful. And if you're single, I want you to listen to the show and find the secrets to attract the person who's your passionate match, because that's what this is all about. You want to find a person whose definition of commitment matches yours, whose definition of passion matches yours. Now, chemistry may be what brings two people together, but emotional intimacy, which I'm speaking in my my books all the time, especially in my last book called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetype. I speak in this book a lot about the significance of emotional intimacy. Because you might be physically attracted to someone, but only when you engage your emotion, you really connect with that person. Many times we fail to do that. And you see two people, as the time goes by, they're totally disconnected. There's now no emotion. When emotional intimacy is missing, two partners can live together physically, but they are separated, emotionally separated. I've seen people living together for 20, 30, 30-something years, but living separate lives. They almost don't know anything about each other. They really don't care, but they compromise, and that's why I call those compromised relationship. But when you are intimate with your partner, also at an emotional level, what do? You feel his needs, you feel his emotion, you feel his fears, his desires, and you feel them almost like they are your own. You know what your partner wants before he even have a chance to talk about it. You forge a mental and spiritual connection that withstands all tests. So making an effort to keep up this connection will keep you together in time, for real, for good. And the love will always be there because the connection will be there. And you know what I noticed in my own life, in my own marriage, is that we got better in time. We care about each other more in time. I remember I met my husband when I landed in America. I was really young, and it was fate, it was coincidence, it was luck, it was karma. But I married him right away, and I stayed with him till the last moment when he died. But I remember what kept us together was sharing this ability to feel each other all the time. He could sort of detect exactly what was bothering me, and me the same about him. So likewise, I knew what was going on with him before he even opened his mouth. We maintain our relationship not by seeing each other, but by keeping that passion alive every second. We can become emotionally immune to our partner over time as monotony sets in and burdensome strikes. But scientifically, and I'm talking something very significant I want you guys to know from me, scientifically speaking, there is a hormone in the brain. There is a catecholamine, a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And the dopamine level in the brain drops in time as we get used to a person. It's a normal thing that happens. So realistically, what happens, you know, that connection, that physical goes away. Most couples simply stand by and allow that spark of their relationship to die out, partially because they believe there's nothing they can do. And there's a saying, oh, after some number of years, you know, we're not into each other anymore. We don't have chemistry. We don't have a physical attraction. But that's completely wrong. But with the right, you know, understanding, with the right action, both partners can always reignite the romantic fire. So it burns even more strongly than at the beginning. Trust me, it really can be done. So feeling sometimes, you know, of bringing back the old times, bringing back can come to you all the time. So push your partner and yourself always out of the comfort zone in bringing those feelings back. And to start, go back to that beginning and do something you guys love to do in the few moments of the relationship together. So I want you guys to call in if you feel like you have something to ask me, if you feel like you want to talk about this topic, because it's such a sensitive topic. So 202-570-7057, Marilyn, feel free to call the show. And again, I'm saying, try something completely new, the two of you, something you always wanted to try, like go in a place you've never been before. There are no excuses to do whatever it takes to keep love alive. It's important to keep love alive. So in just a few minutes, you know, we'll go to those secrets that we need to create to deepen, to maintain that emotional intimacy. But if you have, again, any questions, feel free. If you're single, if you're in a relationship, if you're not happy, if there's something you need to introspect, call me, 202-570-7057. I know I have many of you online. I just want to let you know that I have a new book coming soon this year. I'm working very hard to finish this book. I just signed a new contract, so I'm excited about this book. It's actually my 10th book. I'm just happy. And again, it's an interesting, fascinating topic. I'm putting together two different concepts. I'm blending two ideas together. But this book that came out last year, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty to the Seven Archetype, is a book that I still recommend in case you want to know your archetype. Now, your personality traits stems from your archetype. And again, one of the things to make sure that you are with the right person is figuring out your partner's archetype. And by understanding yours first, understanding the whole concept, this concept has been introduced in psychology by Carl Jung, who was inspired by Plato, who wrote the theory of form over 2,000 years ago. And then Carl Jung took the concept and develop the whole concept of archetype in psychology. Now, the word archetype comes from archeum and typo, which means original behavior. We're such original people. We are so colorful in everything we do when it comes to our emotion. We are not minus and plus, black and white. We are just a symphony of colors. We have such variety of feeling. So that's why we express ourselves in such an interesting way. So I want you guys to consider, this book, because it's going to help you learn many things about you. By the way, I'm doing a show tomorrow. Actually, I'm doing two shows. It never happened to me to be on American television on two shows in the same day, one like 8 a.m. on CBS and one at 10 something on NBC. And because this time here in the time of the Valentine's, everybody wants to know from the perspective of a relationship what's going on with people having a crush on someone, and how do you actually know which are the signs of somebody who has a crush on you. So I'm going to give you just a hint, just because probably you're not going to have time to see me on TV tomorrow morning. But this is what I'm going to discuss. So, okay, let's say you meet somebody, you go to the first time, you know, you have a date, and you don't know whether the person likes you or doesn't like you. It's very hard to say. So I'll give you some tips, and this is what I'm going to talk on the TV show tomorrow. So the first thing when you meet somebody to realize whether that person resonates with you is look at the body language. You know, when it comes to love, action speaks louder than words. Probably that person is not going to say too much to you, but there will be a telltale sign that someone is into you, and that will come through the body language. So your crush may become obvious by the way that person will speak to you. they will start, if they like you, if there is a crash, they will lose their train of thoughts. They will stumble on their words. They might blush, you know, or they appear nervous. If you see somebody nervous, then you know that person likes you. They appear to move, make a lot of movements. They start to get closer when they speak. They start to make eye contact, or they start to move their legs under the table, or probably pat you on your back. These so-called body language are relevant for the fact that that person likes you, that person is interested in you. Another thing is, when somebody's interested in you, that particular person will usually become, will make it obvious by the way that person will speak. They won't just greet you, like usually greeting you, you know, they will make it very flirtatious. They will also drop all kinds of things like, oh, I'm not doing anything this weekend, or, oh, I'm not in a relationship, or, oh, let's hang out sometime. So they will use this kind of phrasing, this kind of words in the conversation to imply that they are available, that they want to see you. They will compliment you a lot. So the body language, the use of the words in a certain way, and speaking and asking plenty of questions to you, a lot of questions, trying to find out as much as they can about you. They sometimes, because they shy or they don't know how to approach you, they will try to get their friends involved. All of a sudden, you're going to see that all kinds of, all of their friends try to become your friends on social media. And then they will try to ask you all kinds of, calling you eventually, asking you questions. So friends get involved. And what you would be surprised if somebody likes you, they will always remember every single detail of every conversation you ever had with them. Even they will remember the dress you wear for the first time. They will remember the color of your nail. They will remember, God knows what, the purse you wear. It's just, it's incredible how if somebody likes you, they pay attention to everything. So a sign of a serious interest on their part is just because they want to, you know, move forward with this relationship. Many of us probably consider this insignificant, but is actually a very clear indication that that particular person might have a crush on you. Also, they try to insert themselves into your life. Somebody likes you, they will figure it out a way, you know what I mean, to send you an emoji, to say hi, to be present, to call you eventually, to invite you places. So they try to be present, to insert themselves into your life. And they do all kinds of little things, from sending flowers, from you know, making sure that you pay attention to them. So random things, little gifts, something all the time. So these are the small things that you should recognize when you're dating somebody at the beginning. This always comes true for everybody who's single and wants to date and wants to make sure that the person who they just met or they just get involved recently is interested in them. So pay attention to this significant details. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to go and take your calls. I know I have a lot of people with me tonight. Marilyn, I'll be with you in a second. I know I have many others with me tonight. Let me see. I think I have Koi from New York, Kim from Florida, Marilyn from Singapore. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But for everybody, if you guys want to call in, the line is 202-570-7057. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back tonight. I'm so excited. This is a great topic. And I know you guys, you know, go through your own struggles sometimes with relationship and finding the right person for yourself. But I want to tell you something. If you feel like the spark is gone, there are some things you can do to create that, as I said, that emotional connect, that soul connection. And I want you to implement, and then I'll take your call, some step to deepen that intimacy and to refuel the passion in a relationship. The most important thing is see together. So two people should see life together with the same eyes, have the same vision of the world. And I want you to work together in practicing some exercises. I know sometimes your significant other may say, well, I don't want to do that. Convince him that can empower a relationship. Try this with your partner. Try it because it takes your relationship one step further. And why do I say that? Hold your loved one by his hand. Close your eyes and say, okay, let's see our apartment. Let's close our eyes, imagine which is going to be our own house. What do we want? How is it going to look? So make that, a vision together. It's okay to project things together because then you have the same vision for your future together. Also, very important is to reinforce your love. When you speak loving words to your partner, speak them with convictions. Tell them, I love you, but I love you with all your heart. Reinforce your love every single day. It's never enough to say, I love you. Hold your partner again and compliment your partner. Uplift your partner. Don't think it's too much because it's not. Speak from the seat of your soul. Giving and receiving love without restraint is the highest intimate act. I want you to do that. Never blame, never judge your partner, no matter what he does. We all mistake it. We all can be wrong. Love is the most healing force. You're probably going to say, hey, it's easy to say, I'm trying and I fail. Even if you feel like you fail, do it again and again and again till you succeed. And as I said before, pay attention to the body language because the emotion we experience, they manifest into physical gesture. Pay attention if your partner rolls his eyes. Pay attention the way he crosses his legs. Pay attention how he plays his hand. Most important moves are made subconsciously. And sometimes people don't say anything, but a certain move says everything. In time, you will come to realize that your partner is thinking something and you will know what he's thinking just by the way you watch he holds himself. So that's why I think body language is very important to know your partner's emotions. Make eye contact. Don't just speak to the wall. You know, look into his eyes. Keep in mind that nothing is as effective as at conveying your emotion as eye contact. Words may reach the brain, but a glance can reach down to the soul. So eye contact can be intensely intimate. Get into the habit of looking at your partner in his eye when addressing him, you know, something. So then the words will resonate at a different dimension. And please engage in quality conversation. You don't need a million talks to heal your relationship. You need only one transformative conversation. Quality surpasses quantity, guys. You know that very well. When it comes to communication, this is so true. So hold dialogues in which you explore important topics. Don't talk nonsense. Ask questions to help your partner release his thoughts. Ask him to express himself. Help him to do it. Ask him about relevant matters, not things that doesn't matter. Listen to his voice, the choice of the words, the hesitation he has. Your partner may be trying to tell you something that he doesn't know how to tell you, and he has a lot of trouble conveying it. So consider the overall quality of your conversation. And if you are speaking enough, then good. Are you reaching a helpful conclusion together or no? It's very important. The right kind of speech encourages and also heals. And when also you feel like you fail, then you have to ask, how do you feel? Always, you know, address the emotional side. It's very important. Allow emotions to flow. I'm teaching you that on the show for many years. Some people are afraid to open up and feel because they believe if someone makes them weak or susceptible, they can be hurt. But heavy emotion, which we experience a lot, anger, bitterness, resentment, should be released in a healthy way, not to disrupt the dynamic of a relationship. You see many times people fighting and screaming, and all that anger released in such a negative way, and everything that a couple has been building for years and years can be ruined in 10 minutes. So pleasant emotion on the other side, you know, they are so healing, and they can hide in intimacy. They can build an intimacy. Excitement, passion, pleasure, joy, this feeling should be captured in their greatest spectrum. So share positive sentiments that bring you closer together. Dismiss that fear because it makes you vulnerable, but allow feelings to flow. I always talk on the radio how important it is, you know, not to let feelings negative feelings to ruin your life. Make feelings your best friend. Know how to deal with feelings. And in a couple, you know, it's important to evolve together because people are changing. You are changing. You're not the same person you were last year. You're not the same person you were last month. However, you won't always be able to look in the mirror and see your changes. And it's even easier to overlook your partner's changes because you see him so often. Understand how your loved one is transforming and adapt yourself to him and to her. In the case of physical change, make it known to your partner that you notice his new look, compliment if he changes his hairstyle, tell him that he looks great because he lost some weight, tell him that the new shirt looks good on him, remain well ahead of the changes by preparing for the next phase of your relationship. You should always ask yourself questions like, is my relationship evolving or only changing? Make sure the relationship is evolving, because in life, it's all about evolution. It's all about transformation. It's all about making things the right way and make it the two of you against the world. The two of you against the world. That's one of the principles of soulmates. And focus on each other's strength. And take responsibility when you're wrong. And meditate on it. Very significant. We don't ever want to take responsibility. Why? We should. We should. And stay in the present and learn to listen in a conversation. Learn to listen. Learn to hear what your partner has to say. Stay away from your mother-in-law, from the external influences, from all your friends who want you to divorce. Don't do that to yourself. And resolve things together. These are the tips that will make, you know, a relationship grow and help you stick with each other. And don't just assume things or blow things out of proportion. People do that all the time. Is it reality or is it not? Am I just assuming? Ask yourself all the time. So I just wanted to give you some ideas how you should always keep things in control. I'm going to go to Marilyn because she's from Singapore. And I haven't heard from her in a long time. Hi, my lovely Marilyn. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, Dr. Carmen. How are you?
How are you, my beautiful?
Oh, I'm doing good. I don't plan to call, but I'm just listening to your show. And you can free to call as I just call because I know you have a lot of
How's
callers,
everything so. With you? So I wanted you to call me, to update me, to give me some good news.
Well, we're still on the dating side because he has some reason for not getting out from there. So I told you that he has some legal matters that to settle, but we're scheduled to have a video chat again in a week, so we're doing good. So I think we're okay. So what do you think?
You are okay? Well, you know, I've been talking here during the show about a relationship evolving. Do you feel there is evolution in this relationship? Do you see relationship moving in the right direction? Do you see you and him growing together, becoming closer?
Yes, we do.
That's very important. So, as long as you see that, even if that's happening slowly, even if that's not fast, it doesn't matter. As long as it's happening, you know?
You know. So I just, because he's still there, so I'm just curious how long we're going to be there because it's not a free dating site. So how long we gonna stay there together? And then he's been updating me what is going on with his life. So
do you talk every day? Do you talk on a daily basis?
Well, he does message me because I don't respond to him often because it's too costly for me to be there. So I just like once in a while I respond to his message. So I inform him that.
Do you have a plan to see each other?
Yeah, that's what he said, but I don't know when. So we're going to talk again in a week. So we scheduled ourselves to have a video chat.
So I suggest for you to plan that. To keep, it's like you put something on a schedule and you want to make sure that that's happening. Because talking about a relationship that really becomes reality, that's something that needs to happen. Otherwise, if you continue to put it on hold, you start feeling like it's going away. It's not really happening. You understand? So make that happen. And after that, you will have a total different perception of where you stand.
So I really want you to do that. Yeah, that's what we talk about. And then the last time we talked, and then I asked him that maybe it's not only on the chat, maybe, and then he said that we can work it out.
Yeah.
That's what
so
he said.
So take the words, translate it into action. You need action, and action means let's see each other. Let's see each other. Let's continue to bond. Let's make something wonderful happen with the best of intention. And I think my understanding is somewhere by the end of the next month, March, you will report to me that you really have a different understanding of that in a much better way.
Okay.
So make it like this relationship is taken to another level of power. And that's what you want.
So, that's what I want. I want to have this kind of like stable, even though he's showing a lot of passion and intimacy, all this. I could feel that he's really sincere. He's a very good person. I totally agree.
But you need the look in his eyes, exactly what I was talking today. to look in his eye, to convey all your love, to, you know, to create that, like you said, that by being, seeing him in front of you, by touching him, by hugging him, by, you know, you need that, you need, that's the next major step.
Yeah, that is exactly what happening. Your show is just like what everything that you're saying on the show is just like, it's what is exactly happening to us. What I mean,
it's like I'm doing the show for you.
I know. All right. No. I send you. That I'm just letting you know that I'm just
doing
the
my show for Marilyn in Singapore. That's what this show is
all
about.
I know. Like, wow. Yeah, it's very helpful. And then, yeah, you have been very helpful. Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
I've been following you for almost. Yeah, I've been following you for 2 years now, actually.
I do have a new show on Friday that I want you to follow me, and you can actually see me. And I'm having some great guests. I'm going to have John Gray again with me on that show on KMET on ABC. I'll have him first week of February with me. So continue to listen to this show and to the other show too.
Yeah, I'm always, for the other show, I only manage to listen your recorded show because the timing
fine.
Is like 11 p.m. Yeah, it's 11 p.m. here, and then by the time it's already fall asleep, if I don't set my alarm, I won't be able to wake up.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize the time zone. Yes.
Okay, so what is your final advice for me? What should I do and say to him that it won't hurt him, that he won't misunderstand?
No, you continue to tell him how much you care, how much you believe in this, how much excitement you want to bring. But it's the two of you. You can you build that connection. Like he wants to see the world with you. The next projection of his reality is you are part of his life. He doesn't see his world without you. It's just the two of you together. In the same place together, living a life together. That's what you want.
Yeah, and that's what he wants as well.
Yeah, that's what you want, and that's what's going to happen. And I'm excited about that. That really makes me happy.
Oh,
and that's
thank
what you
so
are.
Much.
This is the message you convey to him in the most beautiful way. And this is what your action should also promote, the same idea, the same message. And it's all going to work out very easy.
Yeah, I could feel that as well. So I'm just like leaving my faith for the divine timing for us to come together due to this what's happening in the world right now. Because as of now, he is in Venezuela to do some business there because he has some business there. Yeah, so he's very far. He's like from Singapore and he's in Venezuela. He's just like, we are both end of the world, you know.
Right. Well, imagine that the day will come when both of you are going to go together. If you go somewhere, you will go with him.
I know. It's just like, it's like when he sent a message, he's just like, he said, I just fixed my ass, would you come to go out with me? All this thing, you know, just like, I know.
Right.
He's a good guy. And I could feel his sincerity, so that's a good thing, I think.
All right, my beautiful.
I just have to trust the universe.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much.
I love you, my
thank you,
thank you so much for listening to the show. I so appreciate you.
Yeah, I always listen to your show. It's just last week I don't know why I couldn't listen to your show last
That's
week.
Okay.
I don't know what's happened, so I just it's not streaming online, so.
All right, my Marilyn. Keep me posted.
Right.
I want to find out. I want to celebrate.
Yeah.
I love you, Marilyn.
I'm just like I'm praying for it that it's gonna happen.
It's
Thank
gonna
you.
Happen. Absolutely. I love you. I love you, my dear.
Thank you so
and,
much.
I'm gonna take a short break and then I'm gonna go to Koi, to Pauline, and then absolutely to Kim. So you guys hold on a lot. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site. but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. My show tonight is about Reignite the Spark, how to rebuild passion and intimacy in your relationship. And I'm taking your calls, guys, because this is a call-in show. And I'm going to Koi in New York. Hi, my lovely Koi. How are you, my dear?
Happy New Year to you. How are you? And congratulations on your new book.
For my new book, yeah, I'm so excited, It's actually a very fascinating topic. I'm combining two things. I wrote many years ago a book on numerology. And then my book before was about relationship. And I'm combining, and it's going to be the numerology of relationships. So I'm going to show people how interesting it is, the role that numbers play in numerology. And how do we know, you know, how we are compatible based on this divine codification. So it's almost like I take the archetypes that I all define through numbers. It's like an interesting concept. It's going to be something unique in a way, because you've seen all kinds of books in numerology and all kinds of books in relationship. Yeah. But nobody has ever done something like that, you know, to combine both of them. I'm excited.
I'm excited. I love the way you explained it.
How are you, my love? How can I help you?
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. I love you.
Thank you for taking my question. Carmen, I have never been in love. And I've cared for people, loved people, had affection. But I'm afraid that I will leave this planet without ever having that in my life.
When you say never been in love, I do believe you were in love, but probably you never felt the love of somebody for you. Is that right?
That's right.
But I do think that you wanted to love. I think you have the capacity to love. I don't think it's you. I think it happens that in one life, you know, we can go through life, you know, experience all the beauty of life, but don't find, hard to find and not to find is possible in one life, that soulmate connection, that love, that true, genuine, authentic love. And a lot of people actually can say the same thing. I tried to love, I've been in love, but I never felt the love was coming back. I never experienced that authentic love. So you're not alone, not alone. But there's a side of me says, and still you will. It can happen anytime. I've seen women discovering that love and finding that love at 70, at 80, at 90. It can happen anytime. There's no age for that. Love has no time. And those powerful, intense soulmate connection can happen multiple times in our life, can happen at any age, or can never happen. So we don't really know. But in your case, my opinion is, what I feel in my heart is that you're going to meet a man soon who will absolutely adore you and find you the best thing that ever happened to him and overwhelm you with his love.
Well,
so, and I'm not saying that to make you feel good. I'm not making, but I want you to keep in touch with me for this and be, how should I say, continue to be calling me, because there's a sign that says within a year and something, this is going to happen. I see you with this man hand in hand, looking at each other's life. And like from that moment on, you know what I mean? You will be inseparable.
Yes.
That's what I see. After never experiencing anything like it, it's going to be very, very beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't even
much.
Have words to define how amazing that's going to be.
Ooh! Thank you.
Oh,
thank
I love you
so you. Much.
Just see that. See it in your heart. Welcome this in your heart. Okay,
all right.
My beautiful. Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
Me, Koi. I love you. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. I'm going to go to Pauline in New York. Hi, my dear Pauline. I love you, my dear. How are you?
Hi. I was like listening to the other woman that said that every time she calls you, like the top topic is just for her. I know you connect to the entire collective. That's why you pick these topics. It's for the majority or whoever is your audience that you need to reach. And that's who you,
right.
That's why you come up with these topics. And it seems like it's just for us. And that is true. It's for us. We are your audience, and you know what we're needing
right.
to hear.
Right.
You know what? I just the other day on Coast, they had I don't know if you, I never heard of this host, but her name is Connie Willis. She had something about widowers, how to get a widower. What about with the widows? There are a lot more women out there who are widows, and so she was just focusing on the widowers. I said, why is it always the men that get the attention? And what about the there's
right.
a lot of women out there, and you're one of them as well as am I. So I find that really fascinating that it's still more man-oriented, and a woman did that. I was really annoyed. I didn't get to speak to her, but I will. I think I'm going to send her a note. Say, why don't you, do something on the other side for us women?
You
and
know
I
what?
Really,
you know, this is a topic. I'm going to do a show on the female energy. You know, because
yeah.
I believe that we live for 2,000 years on a male-dominant society. You know.
And they're supposed
woman,
to now connect to their own feminine
yeah,
side, so now we can
now,
have a balance.
You know, since 2000, two, meaning the female, talking about numbers and what
yeah.
they represent, the vibration they carry, since the number two, since 2000, the energy shifted, you know?
Yeah, a lot of men are looking into their feminine side. It's true.
And now,
they are
you know,
fine.
We go into the me movement, women have a voice. Women become, in position
yeah,
of power.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of them are becoming men haters, and that's not what we need. You don't need that.
That's not what we need. I agree with you. I agree with you.
And they
you.
Need to stop that because, stop acting
agree.
Like a victim. We use our femininity for our benefit sometimes
true.
Against men.
True.
So, you know what? That's
so
why
true.
Some of the men don't trust us women because there are bitchy women out there. I'm sorry. I really
everything
feel that
goes to the extreme and goes out of balance,
yeah.
you know?
It's so,
it's
they
wrong.
Don't, that's, they don't,
but
you know what? I
guess women needed to
anger.
Have a voice. Women needed to get
yeah.
out in the world, and get a job and start to work and become independent. That was a, that
you
was
know what?
For,
it still bothers me that between the two stupid parties we have out there, nobody has even tried to get that amendment passed about women's equal rights. They never ratified that. That's what they should be doing, not being playing games
right.
with each other and saying, oh, we're the Democrats, we're the party for you. We want equality. Finally, you guys out there, if I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, please start
right.
getting that ratified. We need equal rights for women. We need to be paid equally
that's
so
true.
We can be equal. I'm so sick
right.
of this nonsense that they play. So, but you know what? But love is, that's why love is like a power play. It's all about power, over power. It's ridiculous. It's you know that. Right. And that's why I'm really right. looking forward to having John Gray back on your show. I always miss him when he comes on your show live.
Talk about somebody who's so balanced, you know, and a man who loved his wife the way
they still could be strong. I like a masculine man. I don't like a wimpy man, but I want a man who can talk to me. I don't need him to talk to the whole world, like cry in front of the whole world. I would rather just cry to me, not with the world. You know, something that trusts with me, not anybody else.
Do you have any question for me tonight, Pauline?
Can you tell me? Okay, I'm still holding out for this one person. Do you see somebody better for me?
Is this person in your life for a long time?
Yes, this person has been in my life for over 22 years.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
And
do
I want to take it to a different level.
Do you see this relationship being... sorry, I dropped my... So do you see this relationship being stagnant?
Well, it's only because he's so afraid of jumping back into any relationship. I think he still needs some time for himself to learn to love himself, because I've had over 10 years to love myself, and maybe he doesn't trust. If anybody he could trust, it would be me. But he's so leery of any. He still hasn't forgiven his ex-wife. So I don't think that he's ever going to be able to be with anybody until he forgives her. I mean, if it weren't for her, he wouldn't be on the right track.
I feel like you're stuck in this predicament. You're stuck in this situation, and you're not where you want to be.
When I start to move forward, energetically, he knows, and then he runs back to me and plays the little bit of...
He doesn't want to let you go, but he doesn't do anything.
He doesn't want to commit.
I
want to be married by this year, end of this year.
Of course.
If I'm not,
of course.
That's my thing.
But
this
is convenient for him. Yeah, this is convenient for him.
You told me, don't take his call, don't answer him.
Yeah, and you've been accepting this for a long time, and he thinks it's going to be like this
forever. I've been very understanding, compassionate, and it's bullshit, because he's very spiritual, but he's taken advantage of me, and I will not put up with this.
Don't let that happen. Talking about women standing up for themselves.
Nope, so
it's about
you
to stand up, you know, and don't let this happen to you anymore. Cause like this, this is not going to move forward. It's going to continue to be like this. It's been like this for way too long.
All right, then I guess I'm going to start a singles group and meet men, and that'll be the end of it. And if a man comes along, that's better than what I've ever had with this man.
At the moment you stand up, then he will know he cannot. He needs to make a decision. Then you will
be a winner. I actually wanted to talk to you about this, doing a group, like maybe you, me, and because I know
we can do this.
Glynis is doing, you know, something with, they never do anything. Right. They have that group about paranormal with Coast to Coast, but nothing ever happens. I really want to have a singles group, maybe do it online because nobody's going to want to meet in person.
We can do that. Yes.
Yeah. And you could teach them how to, you know, to heal themselves first before they ever meet anybody else.
Right.
I really think that it's between that John Gray and you guys, you're experts. We need a class to get everybody ready.
I'm going to talk to John Gray about this because this I love this idea. I'm grateful for you suggesting.
Thank you. So I'll let you go.
Yes. Okay, Pauline. I love you. I'm going to go to Kim. Hi, Kim. Kim.
I know the show's about to end. I wanted to ask you, do you think that... we talked about job opportunities. What do you think about a flight attendant?
I love that for you, Kim.
Do you think that that's...
That can be very good.
You see, that could be a possibility? I mean, it's not
that easy. A big possibility. And you know, when you said that, I said, wow, this is actually really good. But I want you to think about this right away. Do it because you're going to get an offer immediately. This can work very well for you.
Do you think that I might get an offer doing this?
Yes. Yeah.
You see, they want
flight attendant. You can be very good. You're charismatic. You're strong. You will love doing it. You will travel. You will meet a lot of people. You know, and when it comes to you, you need some, like a new energy. You need something new. You need something different. You need a new beginning, you know, and that's... That will give you that new beginning.
Yeah, I think I need to.
I have a friend who's doing this. She's meeting people every day. She's meeting people who are treating her so nice, and she just so much excitement. And you need that excitement. You need that attention. You need because you've been hurt. It was painful. You've been treated unfairly. So this is an opportunity to shift that, to change that. Do it, Kim. Okay.
All right. So you think it can happen in the next two, three months, like we talked about?
Absolutely. I'm going to put you in touch with my friend. Send me a text. I'll send the name of my friend, the friend attendant. Talk to her. She will help you.
Okay.
There was a reason you called me today. So I'll give you her number. She is a flight attendant. She's a lovely woman. She's my friend. Talk to her and she will help you.
Okay, so you want me to text you on your cell phone?
Yeah, text me and I'll send you her number. Her name is Nisa.
And the reason why I'm trying to narrow this down is because every day I just apply for jobs.
Let's do this. This is way better. I love you, Kim.
Okay,
thank you
love
so
you
much
too.
For
Thanks,
calling
Carmen.
Me. Okay, my love. Everybody, I love you. Thank you for calling me. Let's pray for the world right now. We need all the good energy in the world. And Carmen Hara, I'll be with you next week, same place, same time, on time radio.